The BVW Podcast presents This Week in Music History.
This week in 1969, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young recorded Woodstock. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young with Woodstock. The song was recorded this week in 1969, and it was written by Joni Mitchell, who was born this week in 1943. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 2002, Justin Timberlake released his debut solo album, Justified. This week in 1986, the band Boston hit number one with Amanda, and it's the only song they've ever taken to the top of the chart, despite a majority of their success coming a decade earlier with their first two albums in 1976 and 1978. And this week in 1970, Aerosmith performed their first ever concert when they played at a high school in Mendon, Massachusetts.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge. By the color of his skin, Mister, you're a better man than I. I'm living on the edge.
You can't live yourself alone.
Living on the edge.
You can't live yourself alone.
Living on the edge.
You can't save yourself alone.
Complication.
That's Aerosmith. They performed live for the first time this week in 1970 at a high school in Mendon, Massachusetts. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1985, the Miami Vice theme went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and to date, it is the last time an instrumental has hit the top of the chart. This week in 1971, Led Zeppelin IV was released. And this week in 1944, Frank Sinatra signed his first recording contract.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one without the other.
Frank Sinatra, who this week in 1944 signed his very first recording contract. Now even more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1967, Elton John, along with his longtime writing partner Bernie Taupin, signed their first publishing deal. Both sets of parents were there, though, because they were both under 18. This week in 1973, Billy Joel released his second album, Piano Man, and the title track was his first hit. And also this week in 1973, Pete Townshend of The Who punched his road manager in the middle of a show because the backing tracks on the song 5:15 did not play properly.
Why should
there's a 50 Inside, outside.
Nowhere is home.
Inside, outside.
Where have I been? Out of my brain on a 5:15. Out of my brain on a train. Out of my brain on a train, on a train. Wow, I'm out of my brain. Woo!
The Who with 5:15. It was this week in 1973 that Pete Townshend punched the road manager during a concert because the backing track for that song did not play properly. Now even more of this week in music history. Born this week in 1957, Mike Score, who's the lead singer of A Flock of Seagulls. Minnie Riperton was born this week in 1947.
Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful.
Also born this week in 1947, Peter Noon, lead singer of Herman's Hermits and Sirius XM's 60s gold radio personality.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Born this week in 1916, Ray Conniff.
What is this we're listening to?
The Ray Conniff Singers.
Born this week in 1941, Art Garfunkel.
Bright eyes, burning like fire.
Born this week in 1996, Lord.
And we'll never be royal.
Cowboy singer, movie star, and roast beef peddler Roy Rogers was born this week in 1911.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Born this week in 1974, Ryan Adams.
Well, I still love you, New York.
Born this week in 1959, Bryan Adams. And born this week in 1948, Glenn Frey of the Eagles.
Is old.
the late Glenn Frey, who was born this week in 1948. And with that, we'll wrap up another week of This Week in Music History.